I've come because of the agreement to implement it, to make sure that peace breaks out all over the country. This is the first expression I want people to know. There are challenges that we need to overcome. The first challenge is stabilizing the security situation. Because without stabilization of the security situation in the country, many will not test the importance of this peace. So this is one issue. Hopefully when we form the transitional government of national unity, we will have to address that squarely so that the permanent ceasefire is respected all over the country. The second challenge, which our people would like to hear of, is stabilizing the economy. With security stabilization, with peace breaking out, we should stabilize the economy. This would be the dividends for the ordinary person. Third, we have a lot of displaced people. They're displaced internally. We also have, even in the capital and state capitals, people who are now under the protection of the UN. We need to reach out to such people. We need to ensure that humanitarian access is done so that humanitarian relief reaches the needy, whether in the rural setup or in the urban setup. This is another major challenge. Comrade Akol, you are right. All these things which I am saying, without national reconciliation and healing, we cannot do them. So it is important to start thinking of how we should kick off national reconciliation and healing in our country. The war was vicious. We have lost a lot of people in it. And we need to bring our people together so that they can unite, reconcile, and they heal the wounds, the mental wounds that they have. Obviously, I'm not making a new program. Our program is the agreement. You said there would be challenges. Yes, there would be challenges in it. There would be obstacles. But as long as there is political will, we can overcome all these challenges and all these obstacles, including the heat that we are in today, because the room is so hot. So I'm happy to be back, and I want to thank the government committee. I've heard of the work they have done from the very start when the advance team came in. I want to thank this committee. I want to thank the government in totality for responding to the implementation of the agreement. Today is the 8th month since the agreement was signed in Juba. Mushkila. This is 8 months after signature of the agreement. There has been delays, not only on the SPLM-IO coming to Juba, but in totality, there has been challenges. We know that it is not like the CPA when Khartoum, on the pre-transitional period, gave 10 million for the pre-transitional period. So we know the difficulties the country is going through, but I keep saying we have no resource the implementation of the agreement. So our supporters, those who helped us strike this agreement, they also need to help so that we implement the agreement. They need to help us in finding resources for implementation. Obviously, with all of us in Juba, any money which was used for the war effort should now be moved to the four challenges I say: stabilization of the security, stabilization of the economy, getting access of humanitarian relief, and then the process of national reconciliation.